Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeez. We better bring on a former football writer who is now a brilliant columnist at TheEnquirer.com, Mr. Marcus Hayes. Hi, Marcus.
What's up, yo?
Mark, nobody knows more football in this town than you do, Marcus. What did you see last night, and how upset are you about it?
What does that say about this town, huh? you just have a young quarterback who doesn't really know what he's doing. You have a young coach who understands that his quarterback is limited. And, you know, until they stop stacking the box, look, I believe in the running game too, but the quarterback has to make you pay for not covering his receivers. And this quarterback isn't doing that. And maybe you have to change the model. Maybe you just say, okay, we're going to be a defensive team first. The thing that, if I was an Eagles fan, the thing that would upset me the most is they just laid down for Tom Brady for 3.5 quarters or 2.5 quarters.
Right.
They just said, okay, Tom, just don't throw any bombs on us and embarrass us on national television. That's what I would be upset about. Your best players, because of the injury to Brandon Brooks and the absence of Lane Johnson, your best players are all on defense right now, all of them except Kelsey. The defense is playing to not be embarrassed, not only even not to lose. They're accepting the loss. They just don't want to look bad doing it.
So this philosophy, is it negatively impacting playmakers like Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargrave, Big Play Slay, Steven Nelson? Are you seeing them not – we're not getting the most out of them because we're basically at a soft zone letting them have their way with us?
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening. It's
well,
like
why?
They're playing – because he doesn't – Jonathan Gannon doesn't want to be embarrassed. He just doesn't want to fail. He doesn't want to get beaten over the top, quote-unquote. So gut me in the middle, 15, 20 yards. Let me expose – look, Alex Singleton's not supposed to be good. Eric Wilson's supposed to be a little bit better. Davion Taylor's supposed to be a track star play linebacker. These are the guys you have to reinforce. You can't expose them over and over and over again. But that's what Jonathan Gannon does to protect his defense from deep plays. Now, when you're spending the kind of money on Rodney McLeod and Darius Slay that you're spending, you have got to challenge the quarterback no matter who the quarterback is, even Tom Brady.
All right, so, Marcus, are you saying that you think of the game plans on both sides of the ball, there's a bigger problem on defense than on offense?
Well, given the personnel, yes. I mean, let's be frank here. You've got very young wide receivers. Last night you had one tight end who's over 30, and, you know, Zach Ertz isn't the Zach Ertz of 2 years ago, and a young quarterback. And you've got one running back, at least, who doesn't understand the concept of the out-of-bounds rule, okay, and Miles Sanders.
Right.
So before we go enshrining him, let's understand that he's not perfect either. So grading on the curve of what they could be in their health, the defense is a much bigger problem than the offense is.
All right, but either side of the ball right now, they appear to be dumb, all right? Avery taunting in that spot in the game, right? You've seen it with Barnett all year. I mean, they don't even seem disciplined, Marcus. Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
They have a bunch of 38-year-old coaches whom they do not respect. The people committing these penalties are veteran players.
True.
Veteran players who have been coached by coaches they respect. They do not respect this coaching staff. And this coaching staff does not demand their respect. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. Derek Barnett, Miles Sanders. There's no repercussion for Miles Sanders running out of bounds twice, trying to kill the clock. Did you see any change in the use of Miles Sanders yesterday?
No.
There needs to be accountability, and accountability is playing time.
Marcus, that was my next question. Marcus, the thing going on with Miles Sanders right now, I'm not sure I've ever seen anything like this. You heard the crowd when they finally gave him the ball late in the third quarter, and they were so derisive about it. Why aren't they running the ball more? Are they trying to reinvent the wheel here? Why aren't giving straight running plays?
Again, the looks they've been given, and I'm a pro-run guy, okay? I think even if you don't gain a lot of yards, defenders, once you start running at them, they become eager to make sure you don't embarrass them, run through their line, run through their second level. That said, they had nine people in the box at times yesterday. Nine.
All right.
So what you're saying is, I'm going to run into this brick wall. You have to have plays. And the great thing about having nine players in the box from a football schematic standpoint defensively is if they do call a screen, you're set up for it. You're in good position for it. If they run an RPO, you know, it's very, very unlikely that Jalen Hurts is going to, you know, keep the ball and make a play downfield because half the field is taken away. So to answer your question, the fronts they're seeing are forcing them, putting the onus on the quarterback more and the play caller and the head coach. And that's where this issue is more than, okay, let's just run straight into the line. You're going to do that, you're going to have a bunch of three and outs. You have to be able to make plays.
All right, let's project a little because you really know your game and you know.
I'm sorry, Angelo. Angelo, yeah. Also, they changed the front. With the big lead, okay. They changed the front. So they were able to run a little bit better. Sorry about that.
All right, Marcus, here's the thing I'm trying. Long term, is Hurts the answer here?
I don't know. I mean, this was all, what was this, his 10th start?
Yeah.
You know, we didn't know. 10 starts into Donovan McNabb's career, we thought he was the answer. But he was missing plays. He was not making all the plays he should make. You know, he's just a very young, raw quarterback with a coach that we don't know about as well, and an offensive coordinator we don't know about as well, Shane Steichen, and a quarterback's coach we don't know about as well, and Brian Johnson, who's a college quarterback's coach. So there are a lot of things we can't know about Jalen Hurts because we don't know about the other things, the other people in his orbit as well.
All right, I'm going to take that answer, but I'm not going to like if you hedge the next two. Is Jonathan Gannon the long-term answer at defensive coordinator?
Yeah. I mean, but
he
does make adjustments. Yeah, he makes adjustments. He's right. Just got to make them earlier. He has to be more aggressive early in the game, regardless of the opponent. Jonathan Gannon knows what he's doing. And, you know, the putting guys in position to make plays thing, he figures out or at least acquiesces as the game progresses. That shows me promise. You know who doesn't do that? Nick Sirianni.
I was getting to him. I was ramping up to that. Is Nick Sirianni the long-term answer at head coach for the Eagles?
I never understood the hire. You know, he's the kind of guy, somebody from the NFL yesterday told me that to them, he's the kind of guy, and Shane Steichen, his offensive coordinator, and Brian Johnson, his quarterback's coach, he's the kind of coach you would love to have on your staff to develop as a head coach, as an offensive coordinator, and as a quarterback's coach. So I don't think all three of them were qualified for the jobs they got. But I wrote that, you know, I said that, you know, Barney Fife was taken over for Gomer Pyle, you know. And that's what's happened. I wrote that the day of his press conference.
That's an old reference, Marcus. That's it. You got to be like at least 50 to know that. No,
I know it. I qualify.
No, but I would think you're modern. I think you would be concerned you'd be dated.
No. Date me all you like.
Well, now this has reached rock bottom.
Marcus Hayes, we love you, man. Thanks for your input, pal. All right, so he's saying.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.